You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. This week's biggest development was the RBI nod to the HDFC merger. On July 4th, HDFC Bank said that the Reserve Bank of India has approved its amalgamation with Housing Development Finance Corporation. Once all approvals are in place, HDFC Bank will become a 100% publicly owned institution, with HDFC's 21% promoter holding getting extinguished. Sashidhar Jagdishan, who became MD and CEO of HDFC Bank in October 2020, will lead the merged entity. The merger would be the largest in Indian corporate history, creating a financial behemoth with $169 billion market capitalization and will be among the 10 most valued banks in the world. Shareholders of HDFC will receive 42 shares of HDFC Bank for 25 shares of HDFC. The merged entity will be twice the size of ICICI Bank, the second largest private bank in the country, and will shrink the gap between HDFC Bank and market leader State Bank of India. Moving on to the much-discussed windfall taxes, even as the centre says that its earning from these additional gains would be somewhere around Rs 40,000 crore, a report by Moody's pegged the target at $12 billion, or Rs 94,000 crore. On July 1st, the government had imposed windfall gain taxes on the export of petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel and on the domestic production of crude oil. It has also mandated exporters to meet the requirements of the domestic market first. The tax increase will reduce the profits of Indian crude producers and oil exporters like Reliance Industries Limited and ONGC, Moody's said in its comments on the new taxes. Following the government's announcement, Indian oil companies will have to pay Rs 6 per litre on exports of petrol and ATF and Rs 13 per litre on exports of diesel. At the same time, upstream producers will have to pay taxes of Rs 23,250 per tonne of crude oil produced in India. Now some economy news. The centre this week notified a host of procedural changes in the GST rules, including levy of interest for wrongful utilisation of ITC and turnover threshold for filing annual returns for the 2021-22 fiscal. The changes were vetted by the GST Council at its meeting last week. With the amendments notified by the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, businesses have also been allowed to make tax payments on the GSTN portal by using IMPS and UPI payment modes. Businesses with aggregate annual turnover of up to Rs 2 crore in the fiscal ended March 31, 2022, are exempt from filing annual returns for 2021-22. The amendment also clarified that interest on incorrect availment of input tax credit would only apply in cases where such credit is utilized. The Finance Act had brought in a provision related to levying of interest on ITC wrongly availed and utilized. The provision would come into effect from July 5th and would apply retrospectively from July 1, 2017, the date of GST rollout. The week also brought some cheer for those who dine out often. With rising consumer complaints, the Central Consumer Protection Authority barred hotels and restaurants from levying service charges automatically or by default on food bills and allowed customers to file complaints in case of violation. It also issued guidelines for preventing unfair trade practices and violation of consumer rights about levying of service charges. The guidelines said there should not be any collection of service charges by any other name. No hotel or restaurant can force a consumer to pay a service charge. They have to inform the consumer that the service charge is voluntary, optional, and at the consumer's discretion. Restaurants and hotels generally levy a service charge of 10% on the food bill. The guidelines said there should not be any collection of service charges by any other name. Further, the service charge cannot be collected by adding it along with the food bill and levying GST on the total amount. In other news, Gujarat and Karnataka emerged as the best performers in developing their startup ecosystem for budding entrepreneurs in 2021, according to the ranking of states and union territories released by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade this week. The ranking is based on seven broad reform areas comprising 26 action points, including institutional support, fostering innovation, easing compliances, access to market, incubation, and funding support. Meghalaya has been adjudged as the best performer among small states with less than 1 crore population. As many as 24 states and 7 union territories took part in the exercise, which clubbed them in 5 categories: best performers, top performers, leaders, aspiring leaders, and emerging startup ecosystems. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.